No, he didn't.
Wait, no, they did what?
Are you kidding me?
That's so
holy shit.
You're fucking joking.
Oh my god, girl, did you see it?
Are you insane? Oh my god, just please answer the fucking phone. Like, I just want you to know that you're beautiful. You're empathetic, you're caring. I wanted to live the rest of my life with you. I want you to be mine forever. I want to marry you. I want to have beautiful kids with you. I want to have a life together. Please don't do this. Please answer the phone.
Why aren't you answering me? I haven't done anything wrong, and you fucking know that. You are.
Girl, I have so much to tell you. Hi, and welcome back to the Between You and Me with Rihanna Marie podcast. I am so happy to be with you. Welcome to season 3. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. There are so many new things since I've last talked to you. I've missed you so much. I love you so deeply. We're going to have the best season ever. I really just wanted to kind of get cozy, sit with you, chat with you, say hi, update you a teensy little bit on some of the things that have gone on since we spoke last. If you've been with me for a little, then you might know that I will take time to practice what I preach when things happen in my life. I did go through a couple things that I needed to take some time to reflect, get back to basics, get back to myself. But I've missed the podcast, and I've missed you guys, and I'm feeling really well, and I'm feeling like myself. And I do have to say, being single is such a gorgeous gift, and I'm grateful to be starting a new year single. I think that there's so much magic and beauty and depth and learning and peace and everything under the sun in spending time with yourself and having a season of singleness, and it brings me a lot of joy. I feel like whatever I'm going through or whatever I'm in at the time, I'm fully in it, you know? So like, if I'm in a relationship, I am fully in it, and if I'm single, I'm fully in that, because you kind of have to be, you know. These things don't last forever either way, and it's special to really dive in all the way to whatever it is that you're in. So yeah, I thought it'd be kind of fun to start today's episode off. I know you guys want the tea, trust me, I know, but this will be just as fun. I have some leftover confessions that you guys sent in from last season that we didn't get to, and I thought that it would be really fun to read those, and then we'll do a little review of the past year, and then maybe I'll tell you a teensy little bit of the tea, just a teensy little bit. Don't want to air it all out, but I'll definitely tell you where I'm at and a little bit of what happened. So let's get into these confessions. I put out a anonymous form for you guys to give me your juiciest confessions. It was anything goes, get it off your chest, just spill it. And as usual, I skimmed it a little bit. Jesus fucking jeez. You guys never disappoint. Are you ready? Okay, let's read the first confession. One night, my ex and I were drinking. We were drinking a lot in his bedroom for like the past couple of hours. I felt a little grumble in my tummy, and it felt like a fart. Like a fart I could trust, you know? So I was standing up just in the middle of his room. I thought it would be funny to pull down my pants and proceed to fart right in front of him. Little did I know, it was not a fart. When I tell you, a shart slid out so quick and was 1 inch away from hitting his carpet. But by the grace of God, my pants were already on the floor around my ankles, acting as some sort of shameful adult diaper. What is this? Also, before I could even process what just happened, I was like, oh my fucking God, he just saw me shit myself on his floor, butt naked. I looked up at him. He had been laying on the bed for a bit, and by the other grace of God, the boobs wound up having him, and he was passed the fuck out asleep. I literally shoved the shit-stained clothes in the outside garbage, showered, and woke up the next day acting like it never happened. I can't. What? How is that real? Is this a joke? Is that real? You're so, like, it is so lucky that he was asleep. God bless the alcohol for that. That's a crazy one. That started this off on a great note. I almost don't even want to read this because I just know it's so weird. The government's technology is far more advanced than we think. One day aliens will attack, but it's really going to be the government using the fear as a tool to control us. Well, that's an interesting... Actually, it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's odd as a confession, but... So you think that one day the aliens will attack, but it's the government. Okay. You know, my Aquarius self could go totally into that. I honestly probably agree with you. That's probably true. Oh God, I can already tell this one. You guys are so inappropriate on my podcast, okay? This is not PG-13, okay? When I was like 13 to 14, I was getting finger blasted by this one guy. The use of finger blasted is so ridiculous. I was getting finger blasted by this one guy, and I had just gotten out of a short-term relationship with another guy. Tell me why I moaned the guy's name that I had previously been in a relationship with while getting fingered by a completely different dude. Oh my God. Flash forward to me around 15, I'm in a new relationship with a different guy, super inexperienced in sex, obviously. I can't. His dick accidentally went in my butthole instead of the other hole. Okay, and I didn't say a word because I didn't know what to do. And then I had a hurt butt for about a week. For a week, girl? Oh my God. Yeah, that shit hurts. Also, this same guy, when I lost my virginity to him, I had no clothes on but socks. Only socks. This is so awesome. Wait, I should have ran this longer so we could have got him. Maybe we'll do a second rendition of Confessions. Also, I'm 100% drinking coffee right now. I did actually record this episode and I told the entire story of a breakup I went through, and then I decided that I didn't, that was a little bit scary. So now it's late and it's go time and we're re-recording, and so I need coffee. Okie dokie. Last one we're gonna read for now. I got out of a 5-year relationship 2 years ago, and like 5 to 6 months into being single, I met a guy through mutual friends and we hung out for a couple weekends. And one night he invited his best friend out with us, and when we met, I was like, oh gosh, I'm in trouble, because I was super attracted to him. But oh, you were attracted to the friend, to his best friend. Oh, but I had self-control until we get back to his house that night, and the guy I was with originally fell asleep on the couch, and me and his best friend were still awake and we ended up banging in the bathroom downstairs. Oh god, so bad. Oh, that's bad. But you know what? You were single. It's okay. It's okay. When else are you gonna make your For the Plot stories? You know, because that's a good one. That's kind of funny. You weren't exclusive with the guy, right? You just hung out a couple. You're fine. Just some light homie hopping. Still, like, nothing crazy. Nothing too crazy. Oh my god. Okay. So, all right. Clearly, I went through a breakup. But I also got 2 years sober. That happened in December, I think December 18th. I was once sober for 3 years, so regardless, no matter what, I gotta beat that PR. But this has been like the best 2 years of sobriety ever because the beginning this time was so rough. It was harder than it had ever been before, and I was just like, I was in a state I didn't even know was possible. You know, I was red with heartbreak, but then I also had developed really severe anxiety that I literally didn't know that kind of anxiety was possible. It humbled me a lot, and it gave me a lot of respect for people who go through that kind of thing and people who have clinical anxiety and have dealt with that their entire life. It just absolutely blew my mind. And so I had to get sober, and it was like everything came up, you know, everything I hadn't dealt with. And I just remember so much during that time. I was thinking so often, like, that no matter what, I had to make it through to the other side, because I had gotten myself to such a horrible state, and I knew that it was gonna wait for me, you know? Whether I dealt with it now or I dealt with it later, this is what I was gonna be having to deal with. And so I just kind of bit the bullet. Is that the saying? Bit the bullet? I don't know. I ripped the band-aid. But I really feel like I had to fight. I felt like I was fighting. And when I think back to that time and that girl, it was so different. I mean, everything put me into a panic attack. My zone of resiliency, my ability to handle things was so short. My fuse was so short and so small. And today, 2 years later, like, not only can I do all the things that were like so terrifying at that time, but my life is so beautiful and so bright, and I have so much peace and strength inside that helps me to handle situations that used to baffle me. And I think that's been such a theme over this past year. Like reflecting on 2023, I saw myself in so many moments handle situations in ways that I never could. And it's made me think a lot about little Rihanna, little Pinky, 14, 15, 16, who, you know, dealt with situations not in the best ways and, you know, didn't really value herself because she didn't know how to. And being able to stand up for myself so much this year has been so cool, you know, and sobriety is something that allows me to do that, because sobriety gives me confidence and it gives me self-assuredness and it makes me feel whole and complete. And, you know, I'm sober because it makes me feel better and because it's the best option for me. And I think when you have that kind of self-fulfilling, I think when you make a choice like that, it's so self-fulfilling, Jesus Christ, self-fulfilling, because you really do it for yourself. And that's so special. You know, nobody can take that away from you. No one can peer pressure you or change it, because you already made the decision. So no one can manipulate you out of something like that, because the decision is yours. There are a lot of moments this past year where I was like met with situations where I had to really see the strength that I've built, and I was tested to stand up in that way. I walked away from a lot of people in a lot of situations this year, And I think there's so much power in walking away, you know? I think that sometimes we think we need closure, we think we need that last conversation or even that last word. And I'm not sure that that's always the most worthwhile thing or the most worthwhile way to spend your energy. I think sometimes there's so much power in just knowing that you're not being valued and you're not being respected. And so that's your cue to go. And, you know, a beautiful girl told me, she said, the disrespect is closure enough. And I love that so much. The disrespect is closure enough. You know, that tells you who somebody is. And to be able to love yourself so deeply and care about yourself so much that that's enough, you know, that's enough of a reason to walk and to take yourself out of somewhere where you're not valued. That's so fucking beautiful. That's so empowering and that's so strong. So yeah, I saw myself do that a lot this year, and it's like every single time that you radically choose to walk away from something that's not serving you, I think the universe responds to it. The universe reacts to it. It's like this, it's a beautiful moment of courage because you're writing and choosing what you will allow and what you want to accept in your life. And the only way to have more is to stop expecting less. No, repeat. The only way to have more is to stop accepting less. You know, relationship-wise, I feel like in this season of my life, I've been through so much. And it's weird. I think it's odd that that's been such a big theme for me. But we learn so much in relationships. It's such a space of, you know, mirroring yourself back to you. And even when they end, like, it's okay because you learned so much, and you're always going to be a new version of yourself after something like that. You know, I learned that I could fall in love again this year. I mean, that was so cool. Like, I didn't know that I was capable of that. I wasn't sure if my heart was going to be closed forever because my first heartbreak hit me so hard, you know? And that's the type of thing that will make you close your heart, right? Because you're like, I don't want to ever fall in love again. I don't want to ever get hurt. It's just pain, right? That's what you think. But if you keep yourself from every situation that might hurt you, you're also going to keep yourself from every situation that might bring joy. And even though this last situation didn't end well, I still got to see how big my heart is, and I still got to see like how capable I am of loving. And that's not for nothing. That's not useless or worthless. And it's okay that it didn't end well or end right, because it wasn't for me. And I got to see how much acceptance I've developed. That just means it wasn't for me. But the right thing will be at the right time. But I don't even want that right now. I like being to myself right now. Yeah, I do. I feel like that sounded like I was trying to convince myself, but I'm not. It's just the truth. And it's incredibly courageous to keep your heart open despite betrayal, despite heartbreak, despite people breaking your trust. The most courageous thing you can do is keep your heart open anyways. Don't let somebody have the power over your life to take that from you and to take away your opportunity and your chance to have love and to have experiences. It's really about knowing that you'll catch yourself at the end. The only reason you'll keep yourself from situations like that is because you're actually just afraid of what it did to you. You're afraid of where you ended up. So it's about creating that comfort and that trust and that safety within yourself to know that no matter what the fuck happens and no matter what anybody else does to you, you'll be there at the end of the day to pick yourself up. That's the most important thing. And it's true. I mean, who are you going to go to bed with every night for the rest of your life? And who are you going to wake up with every night for the rest of your life without fail, no matter what? You. Wouldn't it be nice if you can trust yourself, if you can trust that you have your own back, and if you maybe enjoy your relationship with yourself a little bit? That'd be nice. And I had that this year. Every time I walked away from something, I had that comfort and that safety that, you know, took a lot of pain to build within myself. And I held myself in each moment. I held myself. And that's helped me a lot. This last relationship I was in, it wasn't that long. I mean, my relationship before that was 4 years, but like 6 years dealing with each other. So that was really significant. And that took me a really, really, really long time to heal from and let go of. And this last one, I think it was like 8 months or something like that. And that almost annoyed me because I was like, ugh, you added an 8-month relationship to my history. I'm a long-term relationship kind of girl. Like I said, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But I'm really grateful that it didn't work out because that situation was not for me. I got broken up with like overnight. Do you have your popcorn? Because I'm going to tell you a little bit. I got broken up with out of the blue, blindsided, overnight, couldn't have seen it coming. I wish you could see the text. I mean, it literally goes from, I love you, love of my life, da-da-da-da-da, to, we need to talk. The fucking we need to talk text. Oh my god, I couldn't believe, I actually laughed. It was like a movie moment. When that text came through, I'll never forget. I was driving home and I think I was just like, really? Really? We need to talk? Ugh, I don't want any more of those. That's the worst text ever. No, we do not need to talk. Can we not talk? How about that? Yeah, I got the we need to talk. And the breakup was so funny. I mean, this person was telling me the whole time, I'm doing this. Let me just tell you this part. This is the best part. I'm not gonna air all of it out, but this part's good. The whole time he's telling me, I love you, I'm doing this for you, I just don't have time for a girlfriend right now, you're a princess, you deserve so much more, you deserve better, la 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 la, saying all the right things, buttering me up, and he's like, I'm gonna come back for you. We're gonna be married. You're my wife. You're my princess. And I'm doing this for you. It's not a normal breakup. And I'm like, honestly, where's that clown filter? Sorry, I'm moving so much. It's definitely the coffee. If you're watching on video, I cannot stop moving or touching myself. Okay, I'm sorry. Moving on. So, yeah, what was I talking about? Oh, I'm a princess. Oh, I'm the love of your life. Da 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 da. I'm like, okay, yeah, for sure. Dumb bitch energy, for sure. I end up like trying to go to bed that night and I physically have a broken heart. And I remember being like, oh my god, I have a broken heart. What? You're like, that was not loving. That was not loving. And I knew this time how to do a couple of things differently. And one of those things that I don't think I did right, I don't believe in shame or wrong turns, because every single thing you do, it just creates more wisdom, more knowledge, and it sets you up better for the next time. So I don't think that I did this necessarily wrong. It's just something I wanted to try to do differently the next time, because I just don't think that it brought the best results for me, which was not going no contact. That's what I did in my first breakup. I didn't go no contact, and it prolonged the pain. And I remember so many people saying, gotta go no contact. That's the only way. Only way is no contact. And I'm like, you don't get it. They were right. And I'm telling you now, if you're in a situation like that, no contact is the best for a lot of reasons. I mean, I think that if someone once committed to you and gave you their all, and then they want to keep a friendship and keep parts of you, at least on my end, I'm like, oh, you just want all my benefits. You know, you want the comfort I bring, you want the feminine energy. That's not fair, you know? To go from someone who committed to you to someone who only just wants to take bits and pieces of you and only give you, like, next to nothing, that's not worth your energy. That's a waste of energy, and you're gonna have to keep pretending your plate and your appetite is smaller than it is so that you can fit the fucking breadcrumbs they're trying to give you. Am I right? That was something that I wanted to do really differently, and I knew I was gonna do that right away, and I told this person that. They wanted to stay I just had a shake. They wanted to stay friends, and I said, you know, I don't do that. Either you choose me or you don't choose me, and if you don't choose me, you get none of me. And I'm really proud of that, and I'm proud that I was able to do this so differently. And, you know, the people in my life were kind of reflecting that back to me. And they were like, you're handling this really well. And I'm like, well, only because I did it wrong. So hard. I fell on my face so hard before, and that's the only reason I know what to do this time. So I went no contact, and then, I don't know, listen, no more than three weeks later, he pops out with a new girlfriend, and I'm like, okay. Okay, so much for, I don't have time for a girlfriend, and yada, yada, yada. Every single one of my guy friends let me know that most likely I was cheated on, so that's cool. I thought I was in a committed monogamous relationship, but I guess not. You know what though? Wish them the best. Truthfully, truly, I wish them the best. Because I couldn't be happier to let go of that. I mean, someone that's able to jump so fast after a relationship into another one is not someone that I want to be with. So there's a lot I want to say. There's a lot I want to say, and I feel like I have to hold back. I'm not sure why, and, you know, maybe a little later I can tell you guys more of my process with this, but I don't know. That was enough for me. Like, that, everything changed after that moment. I was not heartbroken anymore, which sounds so weird, but I was not heartbroken anymore because I saw the situation so differently. I was like, oh, it wasn't real then. I was able to experience real love, and at least I got to see my ability to love again, and that was so valuable and beautiful. But then it wasn't really a real situation if you were able to do that. So what is there to grieve? I stopped grieving in that moment. I mean, that morning I woke up. It was the first thing I saw when I went on my phone. I think I called my best guy friend, and I was just laughing like an actual maniac, like a creepy, like, like a crazy laugh. He was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're scaring me. I was like, new girlfriend? I literally could not compute. I had to go take a super hard psychology exam literally in a few hours after I found out. I blacked out during that entire exam, somehow got the best grade in the entire class. That makes no sense to me. I don't understand how I was not in my body at all when I took that, but okay. I mean, that's a W. And I moved forward. And, you know, when I go through a breakup, I fall back on the safety net that is my beautiful friend group. I am so beyond grateful for the friendships I have in my life. And I think that that's something that is so absolutely vital to keep while you're in any relationship. It is so important. It is like the ground beneath my feet. Both times that I went through a breakup, the first place I went, other than to myself and to mom and Nana, is always to my friends. I mean, they heal me, they save me, and they know me. And like, to be known is such an intimate form of love, and your friends are the people who are always there. And we're young. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but most people who listen to this show are somewhere near my age. Actually, the age range is all around, so love y'all. But I am 23, almost 24. And I understand, like, in the grand scheme of things, I understand what kind of time in life this is. And people who are older than me, who I really love and admire, they always tell me, like, this is when you're supposed to date and make mistakes and, you know, find the people who don't work for you and kind of like make your list and fine tune and realize like what's for you and what's not for you. And this is the time to fall on your face and this is the time to get your heart broken. And I understand that like in a zoomed out way. So I guess that perspective helps me just be grateful for each of these things because, you know, now I'm like one step closer to knowing myself even more and being able to know who's for me and who's not for me. Having the gift of detachment and the ability to let go is so, it's such a superpower. And I didn't always have it. I actually, like, if anything, I've leaned more on the side of codependency. I've experienced relationship with beautiful healthiness and independence, but I've also experienced it with a lot of codependence. And I've had to learn, like, I don't own anyone. I don't own anyone. They're not mine. They're God's. And to get spiritual with you for a moment, lately in my life, I've used this prayer a multitude of times and it gets answered very, very quickly. It's just this prayer of, you know, if they're for me, show me. And if they're not for me, show me. Like, take them if they're not meant for me. And God, the universe, whatever it is you believe in, will. Absolutely will. And fast. I don't know why. It's like that prayer gets answered so incredibly fast. And I mean, people will just drop out of my life after. And I'm like, I wasn't like totally serious. I didn't mean that. But then you end up being so grateful, you know, because you can see it in hindsight. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, but some things I've learned and it saved me this time. Okay, this saved me. Number one, do not neglect your friendships. Do not isolate. Do not forget to feed in and water the plants that are your friendships. And hopefully you have beautiful friends who are there for you no matter what. Those are the kind of friendships I have. I mean, we can be gone for 4 months, 6 months, whatever, and when we come back together, it's like no time has passed, and those friendships are so beautiful and so valuable. But don't neglect it because it's yours. You know, it's a space in your life that you get to keep for you and only for you. And it's so important to not lose those things in a relationship. Don't lose yourself. And the way to not lose yourself is by keeping the things that are yours and only yours, and that the spaces where you get to connect with yourself and the things that nobody can take from you. And so I knew that this time around. I didn't dare let any of that go. And I had so much to fall back into when the relationship ended. And, you know, I'd been in a breakup where I had nothing. and I had exhausted every resource, and I really had nothing but that person, and that is so scary. It's so scary. I mean, it takes everything from you. You're left with absolutely nothing. So I did that right this time, and it was my saving grace. I don't know. I've been thinking a lot lately after the fact, though, about red flags, keeping my eyes peeled for red flags, things that I didn't see coming, and learning how to not let myself get played. I mean, geez, too old for that. Anyway, things are good. I'm killing it. I am doing well and grateful to be back in business with myself. So, I love you. Hope you enjoy that little bit of tea. I was not expecting that to happen to me at all. That really blindsided me and shocked me, but it's fine. We continue on, don't we? Okay, we're gonna end today with... So, I want to do an episode really soon about how to not get played. because it's just something I've been thinking about a lot lately. And that I've been talking to a lot of people about. But before we do that, I found some really good tea-filled stories about getting played on Reddit. So I'm going to ask you guys for yours soon so that we can have a little conversation. Because I want to hear from you. But as a little precursor, let's read these together. Okay. This one's good. And we're going to do guys and girls. I found a whole thread on guys getting played by girls, which is awesome. I can't wait to read those. I don't mean that's like awesome, but I just feel like you always only hear about girls getting played. And the street goes both ways. So, okay, first one. Met a guy online, texted and chatted for hours. I told him I wanted to wait 90 days before having sex. That's interesting. 90 exact days. I want what you have. I think I can last like 3 weeks. And I thought I was brave. Okay, told him I wanted to wait 90 days before having sex. He respected it and agreed. We went out on a few dates. He asked me to be his girlfriend. 2 weeks later, he confessed that he told his friend that while he was attracted to me, he wished I was skinnier. He told you that he told his friend. Wow. Wow, that's so fucked up. Okay. Instead of dropping his ass like I should have, I worked out 2 times a day to show him I could lose weight. No. Stand up. I want to hug her. Stand up. No. He was impressed. Oh, I hate him. Oh my God, I hate him. And said he would stay by my side. Ugh. Little while later, he admitted that he had hoped I was skinnier when I met him. Mind you, I'm a successful, independent, and beautiful young woman who lives on her own and makes very good money. Fuck yeah, you are. His ass was living at home with his rich parents, of course. Only worked a seasonal job and had a gym in his house where he worked out for hours. Let's just say he had shit to work on instead of judging me. Good old Capricorns. That's funny. Anyway, he ended up bailing on one of our dates, concocted a story about a fight with his parents, and went silent on me. When I told him I had dropped off his things after not hearing from him, he managed to respond right away to that text, almost as if he was waiting for that. Met him in a parking lot and saw how pathetic he truly was, thank God. A coward pretending to be a gentleman. He got the best out of me that day, but I'd be willing to bet his fucking ass is still living at home with his parents, who he admitted wouldn't like me because I was biracial, while I'm doing even better with my life and learning to read the signs sooner rather than later. Okay, queen. Fuck yeah. You got up. See, that's the thing. It's like each time something like this happens to you, you really do. You just get better at reading the signs. You get a better radar. It's awesome. I'm like, you cannot get me. That's okay. I hate him, but that's beautiful, and I'm glad that you came out on top. Okay. This is a short one. I knew a guy for a few years. We went on a couple dates, but nothing came out of it. I just wasn't interested, and he said some things that really turned me off. A few years later, we met up and tried to date again, and I thought he was interested, but he basically ghosted me. Proceeded to try and message me 9 months later saying sorry. Yeah, I said no thanks. He screwed me over because I also liked someone else, but by the time I was able to give someone else a shot, it didn't work out. Interesting. Huh, well, wasn't meant to be. Okay. Let's read Girls Playing Guys. Okay. Okay. This is from a guy. Many years ago, when I was in college, I worked a summer job at a restaurant, and there was this girl. She was pretty and smart, and we went on a few dates, fooled around a bit. Turns out she was only dating me so she could meet a guy she'd see me with at a party. It wasn't like she came to a party with me. We went out on multiple dates, and then she asked him out on a date. He didn't know I'd gone out with her, so he went out with her. When he found out, he asked her if we dated, and she said no, so he dumped her. And she told everyone that it was because I was obsessed with her and threatened to kill him, and not because he didn't want to date someone who was a liar. I'm confused. I don't know what I just read. What? I don't get what happened. He didn't. Why did he dump her? Because she lied? Well, okay. Sounds like she sounds. Yeah, okay. This one is so good. Okay. I don't have much personally, but I remember an old buddy slash roommate and I went on a double date with a pair of girls who were also roommates back in college. It was more of a friends type relationship with the girl I was with, but the other, very attractive, okay, girl, was laying it on heavy with my buddy. We end up at the strip club till maybe 1 a.m., then head back. Okay. I'm tired and didn't have any strong intention with my gals, so we drop the girls off and head home. He gets a text at something like 3 a.m. from the very attractive girl saying he forgot to give her a massage and that was the prize in some bet he lost. So he heads over there. This is a shoo-in, right? Yeah, sounds like she wants to fuck. He comes back an hour or so later. Turns out he gave her a massage and then she pulls out an air mattress from her closet. It was for him to sleep on because she has a boyfriend. What the fuck? What? Keep in mind, we all went out to the bars. They insisted on going to the strip club. The girl tells him to come over at like 3 a.m. for a massage, and that's literally all she wanted. That is so weird. That's so weird. That's so bad. That's cheating. That's beyond cheating. What are you doing? What? Okay. I met a girl from Tinder at a takeout restaurant. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. She had gained weight or knew how to take pictures. Oh, God. I thought, what the hell? We can watch a movie at my place or something. Can still have a fun night. I don't like this. Reading from this perspective. Okay. So I order us both Chinese takeout and ask her if she wants to follow me back to my apartment in her car because it's not far. She agreed, so I got in my car and headed back. She never showed up, just took the free food and bounced. I didn't even bother texting her. Not gonna lie, I'm happy that is what she did. Okay, this is the last one. Oh, this one's way too long. Okay, we're gonna do this one. I've told this story before. My senior year of high school, I ended up dating a girl. She had recently broken up with her boyfriend. We were seeing each other for a few months before this happened. Okay. What? Is my brain not working? Sorry. I was over at her house and her parents weren't home. We were just sitting in the living room and talking. The doorbell rings and her ex, in quotations, boyfriend comes over for a surprise visit. I ended up leaving her house right away with her boyfriend. We were both pissed at her. I explained things to him and he ended up giving me a ride home. Still friends with him. Haven't seen her since then. See, that is beautiful. That's so beautiful. I actually, I ended up befriending a bunch of exes And they all told me, they were like, girl, you dodged a bullet. Welcome to the club. We are open arms for you. And I was like, oh my God, I'm starting to get the feeling that I was in a club. And it's just, it's such a powerful moment when you guys band together and become friends. That's cute. That's a really cute story. Anyways, that's really all I have for you right now. I love you guys so much, and this is such an important space of joy for me. Thank you for giving me the time to get on my feet and heal and put myself back together a little bit. Please know that it's always okay and safe to take the time that you need, and you deserve that. You deserve giving yourself that. And I think when you go through something hard or even traumatic, it's always so weird how the world keeps moving. So just know that it's okay to slow down your pace, even if the world's pace isn't slowing down along with you. You get to do that if you need to. And I love you. Let me know what episodes you guys want this season. We are definitely going to do a lot of submissions because those are my very favorite. So I will post that soon on my Instagram. Keep tuned there. Keep tuned. Stay tuned there. And I'll see you there soon. Yeah. but if you have any ideas for submission episodes, let me know. I have a really long list that we got to get rolling on. So. Love you guys so much. Thank you for being here through it all, through every experience. I just keep getting these wild stories of my life. It never calms down. Just want some peace, please. I love you so, so, so much, and I will see you next week. Mwah. Bye.